Welcome back to the podcast. Today's episode is going to be straight to the point. We're going to be talking about three ways you can really easily bump up your protein intake every day. Now, obviously, this is hugely important. Whether you're training in the gym, going for a run, playing your sport, we want to be consuming enough protein per day so that we are maintaining muscle tissue, or even better, building a little bit more. And guess what? It doesn't matter how hard you train, doesn't matter how good your genetics are. If you are chronically under-eating protein on a daily basis, you are going to be leaving loads of gains on the table or off the table. I'm not quite sure what that phrase is, but you know what I'm trying to get at here. So it's such low-hanging fruit. People do all the tough things, like train consistently, work really hard, and then just don't eat enough protein. So here are three really time and cost-effective ways that you can bump your protein intake up if you struggle to do so. I think this is important as well, because oftentimes people's concerns with nutrition are that they're worried they'll end up becoming some sort of bodybuilder who carries around seven different Tupperwares every day with them. You don't have to be prepping every meal from scratch. You don't have to be cooking every day. And, you know, if we're being reasonable here, it's not feasible for a lot of you anyway. You know, you've got careers, you've got families, you've got social events. You can't be cooking every meal from scratch, as nice of an idea as that might be. And guess what? You don't need to do it anyway. So let's jump in. First and foremost, and probably the easiest solution when you're on the go, is just to bump up portions of protein. So you don't have to change anything significantly. You just maybe have to add a little bit more on top of what you are already consuming. So if you're going to dinner for the evening, and you're making something like spaghetti bolognese or chili, I'm just thinking of stuff that has ground beef in it, has mince in it, then if you normally cook with 200 grams portion, maybe you're splitting that between two of you, then you might need to up that to a 300 gram portion split between two of you so that you are making sure you're getting enough protein. If you're just cooking for yourself, again, you can batch cook things, but most importantly, you might just have to increase the total amount of beef that's in there so that you can maybe go from 20 grams per meal to 25 or 30 grams if that's what is required. Similar approach with your lunches. If you're making sandwiches or you are buying sandwiches from a supermarket at lunchtime, then just check the label on the back and have a little look. And if you know what amount of protein, if you know the amount of protein you're trying to eat that day, and the sandwich you've picked up isn't really going to get you that much closer, you know, maybe it's like 15 grams or 20 grams of protein, then buy some extra packets of ham or chicken and chuck it in. Or again, if you are making things in the morning or the night before, you're, you know, putting your lunches together, you're making a sandwich, again, just cook a bit of an extra portion. If you cook one chicken breast, cook one and a half. And if you have four slices of ham, have six slices of ham. Like, little things like that seem really obvious, but oftentimes we get this idea that we've got to do something drastic when it comes to our diet. Sometimes we've just got to eat a little bit more of certain things, and sometimes we've just got to eat a little bit less of other things. The second option you have is obviously going down the route of supplements. Now, most supplements you can pretty much ignore your entire life, but something like a really basic whey protein powder is hugely versatile, and so long as you're not getting ripped off by a particular manufacturer or company, you can get it for really cheap. Now, what I mean by cheap is this. Yes, you might buy a tub that's 40 quid or 45 or 50 quid, but what I want you to do is check the price you're paying per serving of protein. I can almost guarantee, unless you go and buy some ridiculously priced protein powder, if you get a whey protein powder, and you compare what it's going to cost you to get 30 grams of protein from whey as opposed to 30 grams of protein from a cooked chicken breast, sliced ham, something along those lines, I guarantee the protein powder is going to come up cheaper every single time. So yes, and the initial investment is greater. You're not going to spend £50 in one go on raw chicken breasts unless you really happen to like chicken. But it's not going to go off. It requires no refrigeration, it's really easy to use, and it's fairly versatile in that you can add it to lots of other things and other recipes. So make sure though that it's a whey protein powder. It's really, really easy to get pulled in by some marketing and a fancy label, and what you will find if you check the back, the nutritional label, is that a lot of these ready-made shakes or a lot of these powders have tons of fillers in, like carbohydrate powders, so like maltodextrin and that sort of stuff, which is okay, if you want loads of bland tasting sugar in your protein powder, but you probably don't. So just make sure it's whey protein powder, whey isolate, whey concentrate. Unless you're lactose intolerant, doesn't really matter which of those two you go for. Get a good reputable brand. Make sure that you're not paying completely over the top prices, because it should be fairly cheap, and just have that in your cupboard. And it's really easy then to replace a meal, or if you are having a meal where there's not much protein, you can just have a shake alongside it before it to top it up. And there are a whole host of recipes that you can look into, and you can just add a scoop of protein and it will make things so much easier. The third and final option is looking at things like ready to eat, ready to drink stuff in supermarkets. When I first started, going to sound like everyone's old grandpa that used to do things their way. When I first started lifting back in my day, when I was about 15, 16, if you went into a supermarket, the only thing really that you could buy that was a good amount of protein on the go was either ready cooked chicken breast or a whole rotisserie chicken. Trust me, I know this because A, I used to work in a supermarket, and B, my lunch used to be a whole rotisserie chicken. You go into Sainsbury's, you go into Aldi, you go into Waitrose, you go anywhere today and you will find so many options. My absolute favourites are all of the different protein-rich yogurts that you can get your hands on. They do chocolate-flavoured ones, they do strawberry, raspberry, lemon cheesecake, banoffee pie, and usually you can get 18, 20, sometimes 25 grams of protein in a pot for less than 200 calories, which is a lot better than a protein bar. And they're usually really cheap. You can get them on offer for 70p. I cannot believe it. I used to eat a whole rotisserie chicken. Admittedly, I probably could have just had half a rotisserie chicken, but I was young and naive back then. I used to have to eat a cooked chicken because there wasn't anything else. You can get ready-to-drink shakes as well. Again, lean protein shakes where you're getting 25 grams of protein, 150, 200 calories for a quid. You can get protein bars, that's fine, but they're usually a little bit more pricey. And in actual fact, you probably don't get as much protein in them. But my point is this. Never before has there been so many options available to you, okay? And so if you are out on the go, if you're traveling to work, if you're commuting to work, if you find yourself, then you haven't got something good to prepare, then there are fewer barriers to you getting your hands on some protein. And if you're busy during the day, if you don't have time to make yourself proper breakfast, to make yourself proper lunch, or a proper dinner, or it's just hot, and the last thing you want to do is turn the oven on or start grilling something, then just have the fridge stocked full of protein-rich yogurts. As always, check the nutritional label, but I promise you, there are so many out there in almost every single supermarket that taste fantastic. They've got a ton of protein in. They're relatively cheap. And this is the whole point. Those three things will make your job so much easier when it comes to your nutrition. A lot of times people make this process harder than it needs to be. And they'll feel like they have to cook everything from scratch, eat out of Tupperwares, weigh up everything. And at times you may do some of those things, but you don't have to. And from my point of view, I would always encourage you to make things as easy and as simple and as straightforward as possible. Like, you're not going to get any bonus points because you made it harder on yourself than it needed to be. There are no bonus points for suffering through this process. If having some whey powder, if having slightly bigger portions, and if having a fridge stock full of protein yogurts makes your job of getting in enough protein on a daily basis easier, whilst also being incredibly cost and time effective, then the way I see it is it's a complete no-brainer, okay? There are so many options available to you. If you're doing the hard stuff, i.e. you're lifting heavy weights, you're getting out of breath doing your cardio, you're getting your steps in and you're being consistent, then don't sell yourself short, and don't lose out on all the potential gains you could be making just because you're not eating enough protein on a daily basis. It's such an easy fix. So look, that's under 10 minutes. I'm going to finish up there. As always, let me know if you like this episode, and I'll catch you on the next one.